The Shemaim
Wawalid Women Fesakdus Ahadu Amlak Ze Kedamit Yek Edamit Besen Bed Ken Meskel Abra Samayin Bekwakibit Shellame Kohulum Yilk Sahayin Asaye Meskel Abra Samayin Bekwakibit On the Sabbath eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Yibelu Hizb. And the people shall say, Hallelujah. Bekadase gize kamitmena noogin wada beta Christiana yikabaso binor kadusata metz aiftin abaya saisama yikadase uas alotiskia fetz emma by tages kokur banuma by kevel Kabeta Christian Yilei, Ye Ekziav Harina Hig Afurswalina, Ye Sagana, Ye Nefsa Fetari, Maleta, Ye Sagana, Ye Nefsa Nugus, Bemihon, Besamayawi Nugus feet, Mokomenem Alwalina. Hawariata Besinodosacho, Indeed below Asa Tamrona. Hallelujah. If there be any one of the faithful that hath entered the church at the time of the Kedase, at the time of the liturgy, and hath not heard the Holy Scriptures, and hath not waited until they finish the prayer of the Kedase, the prayer of the liturgy, and hath not received the Holy Communion, make him be driven out of the church, for he hath violated the law of Egezi Aviher, of the sustainer, of the good father, Yahweh, and disdained to stand before the heavenly king, the king of the body and spirit. This the apostles have taught us in their canons.
His foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Six days shall thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature,
Here for the After the Shabbat RSS here for this 13th sabbatical study as we begin second book of Moshe, in Hebrew known as Shemot, the names known as Exodus, Yetziat Mitzrayim. Here we have today's daily Psalm 115, but here for the After the Shabbat podcast right here, Shabbat Shalom, Semer Shalom.
Kibber the Kalu, Kibber the Tiltu, Kibber the Hyatt, Kibber the giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jah Rastafari, on the psaltery, playing on the ten string, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah. The brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands. Work and deep thought gives us purpose and a plan. Hey, aha, send bets and Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send Bet Selam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Come on, well, yeah. Send Bethlehem.
Yeah. Rastafari is Almighty. Almighty. Rastafari is Almighty. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever living, ever sure. And we shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these king of kings have passed come through land and tribe of Judah. And we shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these king of kings have passed come through land and tribe of Judah. And we shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these king of kings have passed come through land and tribe of Judah. Yeah, he's the only king of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future. Hey,
Shabbat. Shabbat shalom, semi salam. Hopefully one's had a restful and a refreshful Shabbat. Here in the season, reason for the season. Going to ride up with an overview and an intro as we're beginning the second book of Moshe. Then a little bit on today's daily psalm, 115. But here, little Selah moment for the after the Shabbat podcast, beginning a new book for this RSS number 13, the 13th weekly sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and check.
another stay, keep the rest day. That was Born African right there with Keep the Sabbath Day, Keep the Shabbat, the rest, work and rest, a whole of the instruction, direction, 6 days to work, the work aspect, and the rest and refresh aspect. One more sabbatical tune right here. We have Ross T.O. T.O. with Sabbath Day right here, here, here. Yes, I. Yes, Ross T.O., T.O. right there with Sabbath Day. Before we ride up right here, just to point to the Ha Shabbat and the true meaning of the Sabbath and the connection also of the Sabbath with raising up the foundation of many generations of the once lost, now found, been torn down. But why the Sabbath is the key that rests and refresh, and being called repairers of the breach and the restorers of paths to dwell in, and why HaShabbat, why the Sabbath is very important, not just the Saturday, but that seventh day that rests, that state of heart and mind. Here we have Yeshaya, Isaiah, Esaias, chapter 58, right here.
Chapter 58. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast, ye find pleasure and exact all your labors. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high. Is it such a fast that I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes unto him? Wilt thou call this a fast, and an acceptable day to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh? Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy rearward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. And I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it.
Yes, 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 yes. Bring out the true meaning of the fast and also the true observance of HaShabbat and the result. And it says, and they that shall be of thee, of the eye, shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. Yes, I, Rastafari, raise up your voice as a trumpet. That's the first part of chapter 58. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice as a trumpet, as a shofar, the ram's horn, and shew my people their transgression, and the house of Yaakov, shake up their sins, their
upper. Discipleship radio.
Here, Rhema Tune, Sister Aisha, with Raise Your Voice. Word, sound, power.
Where?
Discipleship Radio.
Yes, 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 yes. So here, let's go through an overview. Going through an overview of this 13th sabbatical study here, beginning a new book and the Chazak, Chazak. Be strong, Chazak, Chazak. Be encouraged, we need Chazak. And may we strengthen one another, we need Chazak. May we encourage one another. What we say when we complete a book of HaTorah to one another, to the Talmudim, Chazak, Chazak, be strong, be encouraged, be strong, be encouraged, Wanit Chazek, and make make we strengthen one another, may we encourage one another. So here, overview here, 13th sabbatical study, beginning Exodus, the Sefer Shemot, the Cipher, the Book of Names, second book of Moshe. So here for the Shema, Yisrael, Shema, Shema Yisrael, the great commandment there from Deuteronomy, Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. Hear, Yisrael, Yahuwah, our Elohim, Eloheinu, Yahuwah, Echad. And thou shalt love Yahuwah, Eloheika, thy Elohim, with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. Then furthermore, in the Hebrew, Queen Makeda right there, and Elder Malkias Edek, Melchizedek, with bringing out the Shema there, went on with the instruction and warnings part of this passage here in the Shema for Yisrael, here in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. That's what we find, the Hear, O Israel, the Shema, 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 here, speaking to Israel as a corporate entity, as one man. As one man. So if you say to a man, to Shema, Shema, like to hear, like to obey, to hear this, Shema, Yisrael, hear, Israel, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Echad, and thou shalt love Yahuwah Eloheika with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might, with all thy enoughness, Meodeka, for all thy enoughness. Instruction and warnings, and then the next section that she read it and sung it, chanted in the Hebrew, verses 6 to 9, where it says, and these, this is instruction and warning, and these words, Debarim, and these words that I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Verse 7, and thou shalt teach them diligently to thy children, Baneka, to thy sons, and shall talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, in thy bait, and when thou walkest by the way, the derech, and when thou liest down, shakab, and when thou risest up, kumeka. Verse 8, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, yadeka, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And then verse 9, and thou shalt write them. It's interesting, some people talk about literacy or illiteracy, but here we have in HaTorah, in instructions and directions given to the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, we see that they were commanded. Part of the commandment was literacy. Because how are you going to be able to write something if you can't read, if you don't know letters? Verse 9, and thou shalt write them upon the posts of Betekah, thy house, and upon Sharekah, thy gates, right there. So here, let's go through a little overview and summary right here as we're beginning a new book. Taking a look right here in this new book, right, from Genesis, leaving Genesis, and entering more fully Exodus. Now, there's some companion themes you like to reason on here in the After Shabbat podcast, and hopefully maybe the overflow into the first day service. One is looking at the patrilineal and the matrilineal lineages. That some would say it's just about the patriarchy. Well, not really. We study HaTorah, to whom more is given, more is required. Also about some hidden wars. There seem to be some wars that are alluded to. There was some other strife and conflict going on that we don't get the details here, you know, in HaTorah, but it's very clear from what the new suit, Nisut, as they call the Egyptian Melech, or that particular Molech, you know, particular king, you know, when they came in talking about the Israelites might join the Hebrews, actually the Hebrews in that context. Israel does not come into prominence of the people until really after the Yetziyah, after the Exodus. But this is a very important area of scriptural and also archaeological, you know, and prophetic study right here. But first thing first, right here.
Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael Yahweh Eloheinu Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch haba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
ata Adonai. Baruch haba Yerushalayim.
Discipleship Radio.
Yes, I. Shalom, Habarim. Shalom, Shavuot Ob. Malcolm Sarment, Isla for a good 7 here. Do we say Happy New Year again? Well, season's greetings, brothers and sisters, here at the top of this Western Gentile year. Let's just begin right here at the top of this Western Gentile year. So we are here in the second book, right? The second book of Moshe. The second book of Moses. The Hebrew book of Exodus, the movement of Jah people, as I and I Rastafari, the Rhema word on that. So we have completed the first book in this sabbatical Shana, right? And here at the top of this Western Gentile year, we begin the second book, or Shemot. First words, Hebrew first words, Ve'eleh, and these, literally, and these. The translator says that the KJV, the Targum there, the interpretation says, now these are the name. Ve'eleh, and these, Shemot. Now, Shemot is interesting. In the Shemot, if some of the Habarim are using some of the Bible, like the software there with the Strong's concordance, and you go over that, the Shemot, you know, you go over the words right there. Let me show you right what I'm talking about right here. It's a little easier to show you, right, than to maybe just tell you about it. But when you go to the, for example, we're using the Word software. You see Shemot right there. I just want to note this just at the top. Hopefully we'll get to, you know, get into that a little bit more. But the Peshat, just getting an overview, just an overview right here, all right, an overview. Because it's still from the first book, there are many themes and points and even pressure points that continue to resonate here in the historical, the biblical historical narrative. We're about 400 years roughly later on, right? Because the total time in Egypt, 430 years, right? So we're roughly like 300 going into, remember, Moses is not born just yet. Remember, Moses really picks up on the Exodus theme when he's about 80 years old, right? So Moses is not even born yet. So if you think about it, wait, 430 years, Moses, 80 years old. That means we take off 80 years. If we take off 80 years from the 430 years, then we'll have something roughly around 370 years, 370 years roughly, all right? So as we begin off the second book of Moses, all right, the Hebrew book of Exodus, the Sefer, the Cipher, all right, the Cipher, the Sefer Shemot, the book of the names, we are about 300, between 370 to 400 years, all right, 400 years of the sojourn. This is one of the dwelling places of Yaakov, as even Jacob is mentioned in the very first verse, even though we know from the previous Torah portion, the 12th, which fulfilled Chazak Chazak where Nit Chazik, in other words, be strong, may I and I be strengthened. This is what we say when we complete a book of Torah within the sabbatical studies. In completing that book, Chazak, be strong, Chazak Chazak where Nit Chazik, and may I and I be strengthened. Yasha Koach, may the I strength be firm, right? May it be upright, may it be firm. Now, as we begin here, the second book, we have to take into context what has already been told to us, what we have learned, what we have heard from the Word in the sabbatical study from the previous Torah portion. So here we are at the 13th sabbatical study, weekly Torah portion, and here we begin off with the 13th Torah portion. We begin off with the second book. Now, the Hebrew key word is Shemot. Shemot. And Shemot is just not only the key word. Oh, let me just say this right here. Download the volume 2, brothers and sisters. The TPV2. Shemot, Hebrew Book of Exodus. You find the PDF on RastafariGroundation.org and on all Ilaful Rastafari sites and links as well. All like, share, subscribe, don't hate, donate, support the mission of the LOJ Society, the mission of the King of Kings, Christ. Yes, I. So here, just going through this right here, we're in the PDF, just showing the PDF right here. Boom. There it goes right there. Shemot. Now the spacing, because the particular font type, that's why the sheen is separated from the mame or the meme and the wow and the tav or the tau. So we have Shemot right there. Shemot. Names. The names. Bamarinyan, the Mitzav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Conquering Line of the Tribe of Judah, Kedemah, Han Salasi, the Root of David. We have in the Royal Order Bible, the Amharic, the Authorized Amharic, Shemot. And this second book is known as the Orit, the Torah, the Ethiopic Torah, the Orit Ze Se'at, the Orit, the Torah of the coming out or of the Exodus. So here we have the Hebrew book of the Exodus, Torah portion volume 2, TPV, Torah portion volume 2. So get a copy, get a read, and we use it as a companion study. And the reason being is that there's so much content in each of the Torah portions, and it's very important, especially for, you know, the newcomers, the brothers and sisters and disciples, to just get a peshat, a kind of an overview. First is the history, and then comes the mystery, right? Or the myth story, right? So here we're looking at Ainai spiritual ancestors. Also, Ainai is the once lost, now found, the black sheeple of the Beta Israel. Ainai historical ancestors, but also the mythological ancestors. Yes, I said it, the mythological ancestors, because, see, Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egypts, right? And he was mighty in word and in deed. So there we find the keys even of so-called Egyptology, quote, end quote. Now, the Torah portions, right, in the second book of the Torah, what's known as Exodus, is known in the Hebrew as Shemot, or the names. There are 11 portions, right? So we have 11 bite-sized Torah portions, or we say loaves of bread, right, that we read and the sabbatical read, right? So we have Shemot, this first self-named parsha right here, Shemot, the names, Vayera, or Vayera, Bo, Beshalach, Yitro, Mishpatim, Teruma, Tetz Away, or Tetz Ava, Tetz Ave, but really Tetz Awe, Ki Tisa, Wayachel, Wayachel, and we have Pekude. Right? These are the 11 portions we have. So now from the previous, from the first book, we had 12. So here we have 11, and we begin off with the 13th, Shemot. Right, so as a basic overview, we have Shemos, as some Jews or the Khazarians or some speakers would speak it, Shemos, but it's really a te and not a samek or a sin. It's Shemot. Shem means name, the name, and Shemot means the names. Bamarinya, we have Simoch. So we see a very clear reflection, right, of the children, the testimony of the children of the Ethiopians and the children of Israel, another fulfillment of the Amos 9 and 7 word right there. So we have names. It's the second word and the first distinctive word of the parsha, of this Torah portion. Now, this is the 13th weekly Torah portion, as the Ainim should know, an Ainai annual line of the tribe of Judah, we the black Jews, Ainai Rastafari sabbatical Torah portion reading and feedings, and it's the first in the book of Exodus, and it constitutes Exodus chapter 1, verse 1 to 6 and 1, and we as black Jews in this Western dispersion, diaspora, in all the countries, we read and feed upon this in the 13th Sabbath after the joy of Jalor, the Simchat Torah, generally in late December, or here we're at the first of the year, January. Awol, amen. So this is part of the PDF right here, but we're going to this section right here, this first section, summary, the summary of the contents, right? What is a summary? What is the summary of the contents that we have here? Let's do this right here and return to some of this Torah portion, some of the eye candy, the visuals, right? The visuals that we are using to help to teach and bring out, you know, so that ones can know the truth for themselves. So we have right here Shemot. Let's paste this over here. And this is a summary of some of the contents that we have. We have, firstly, the affliction, beginning off with the affliction in Mitzrayimah. So it's first mentioned as, I know we say Mitzrayim. People say, well, is it Mitzrayim or is it Mitzrayimah? It's Mitzrayimah and Mitzrayim. Right? Now, Mitzrayimah is more of a singular sense, and Mitzrayim is a plural sense. We'll touch on that, make a note of that, Chabarim, to get into what is the difference between these two that we find in the Masoretic or in the Hebrew glyphs, the hieroglyphs, the Masoretic script. So we have, firstly, the affliction in Egypt, or in Kemet, if you please, in Egypt, right? Second, we have the birth of the deliverer, right? The liberator of the baby Moshe, the baby Moshe, Moshe, the baby Moses, right? The third item is Moses in Midian, Moses in the land of Midian. What and where is Midian, and what's the relationship of Midian with the Ethiopians? Because Moses, he married, you know, Jethro, he's a priest of Midian, and then we have the Ethiopian wife. We'll look at that link right there. But Moses in Midian, which is actually, just to put this out there, is actually Saudi. Medan is in Saudi Arabia. Let's just point that out right there. So what's known today as Saudi Arabia is ancient Medan, you know, the land of the Medanites. Okay, the fourth item, we have seven items right here. The fourth item we have is the call. So long, right? Rastafari, call you, call. Many are called, few are chosen. We have the calling of Moshe, the calling of Musa, the calling of Moses. The fifth item is the circumcision on the way. While on that way to fulfill the call, the circumcision on the way, or in the way, right, as it were, but the circumcision on the way to deliver the Hebrews and the Benai, the children of Israel. The sixth item is the meeting of the elders, the meeting of the elders of Israel. Then we have the seventh item in this 13th Torah portion here, beginning off the second book, the Hebrew book of Exodus. We have Moses, Moshe, before Lifnei Paro, before Pharaoh, before the ancient Komitiu, the ancient Mitzrayim, federal government, Pharaoh, the federal government of the ancient land that we know, Hebraically speaking, as Mitzrayim. So we have these seven items right here: the affliction in Egypt, the baby Moses, Moses in Midian. Now, each one of these items right here, you know, is just a beautiful meditation and a reasoning, you know, because, you know, ones are saying, well, who taught you the Bible? I'll say the spirit of truth is teaching I and I. We're learning. We're growing. We are iron sharpening iron, you know, growing in grace and the knowledge of Adonai Yeshua HaMoshiach, I and I, Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we have the affliction in Egypt, baby Moses, Moses in Midian, the calling of Moses, circumcision on the way, the meeting of the elders, and Moses before Pharaoh. Now, under each of these main summary items, right, these main summary items, we can say this is almost like in this part of the series right here, these are like the scenes and kind of episodes. They are like, you know, other sub-scenes and sub-episodes. So there might be some point here or there that ones and ones I and I might go into, you know, zoom in. This is just getting an overview, you know, an overview right here of what is in this Torah portion. Amen. So let's get with the first reasonment, a little bit on the first reasonment right here, based on the first words, as we have just given a brief summary of what is contained in this 13th, generally speaking, just an overview of what is contained within this Torah portion and what's baked in this bread, right? This Torah portion, sabbatical read and read. So we begin off right here with chapter 1. Chapter 1 of Exodus, it introduces the theme of the bond age. So we have the theme, right, of the bond age, right, the theme of the bondage, right, the bondage or the servitude, as it, it's an interesting word. Let's make a note of that. What is the Hebrew word for bondage? Just make a note, Kabarin. What's the Hebrew word for bondage, and what does it mean? Because some people would say, you know, oh, they were enslaved and slavery, and there is a foreshadowing of what has befallen the Israelites and the once lost now found the black sheep of the Beit Israel in these latter days and times, as per Deuteronomy chapter 60, chapter 28, chapter 28, verse 68. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 68, what would befall Israel, the curses for disobedience. And this is a key area of scripture that both identifies who we be, right, we the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah here in this north country and in the Caribbean and throughout all the countries that I and I have been scattered. But mainly the epicenter of prophecy is this north country, right, where we have Judahites and the Judah, the tribe of Judah, right? So weep not, behold, the line of the tribe of Judah shall break every chain. So this Torah portion begins with the theme of bondage in Mitzrayim or Mitzrayim. And it shows the intensifying opposition to the fulfillment of the promises given earlier. Right? There were promises given earlier to the Hebrew patriarchs, to the patriarchs of the Hebrews and of the children of Israel. Let's make a note of this right here, that the children of Israel and the term Hebrews, they are related, but they're not necessarily synonymous. A lot of folks, you know, when we speak about the Hebrews is more of a religio-spiritual, like a religious spiritual identification. See, a lot of people look at the Hebrews as a ethnological, like the ethnic group in a sense, and it's not really. But when we're looking at the children of Israel, right, we can see more that seed people, so we say the black sheep on that level. But Hebrew is similar to say, as many one will say, oh, I'm if you're spiritually conscious, let me put it like that. If you're spiritually conscious of the King of Kings Christ or the Black Messiah, right? If you're spiritually conscious of being a child of the King, you know what I'm saying, the King of Kings, you know, on that level, that is how the terminology, whether you are Jew, right, black or brown, black sheep, or Gentile, whether black, white, or Asian, or, you know, whatever the other nations you might be, because there's a call there. We also have that foreshadowed in the blessing, the baraka of the patriarch, Abinu Yaakov Bahar, right, to Yawasa, for Yosef, to Joseph, right, in the link with Ephraim and being a company, a multitude of nations, right, of the Goyim, right, of the nation. So we can see that what is fulfilled in the Berit Chadasha, the renewed covenant, or called the New Testament, the groundation is already found here in HaTorah, right, in the first, and as we continue here in the second book. But there's opposition, there's downpression, there's opposition, there are haters and enemies, right, to that fulfillment of the yay and the amen, the yay and the amen. Well, some of y'all say amen, but really amen. Amen and amen is a little bit different there, but let's go forward right here. So this opposition, right, to the promises, right, that were previously given, earlier given, right, to the Hebrew patriarch. So we have Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, or the Hebrew Trinity, right? So the first seven verses, as we pick up right here with this second book of Moses, the Hebrew book of Exodus, we have the first seven verses, they announce the theme. The theme is the B'nai Yisrael's prosperity, their increase and their abundance and their prosperity in Mitzrayim, in Egypt. That's the first part, right? First seven verses. Then we have the second section, verses like 8 to 14. Right, these verses here, just in the first chapter, right, just a peshat, the overview, they report continued prosperity in spite of the deliberate downpression and persecution. Now, we have to note this right here, that this persecution, downpression, and opposition is rising up generations later. Right, let's all understand that, generations later. We have a Pharaoh in the time of Yawasaf, of Yosef, of Joseph, who we can say was a good Pharaoh, right? At least good in accordance with the purposes and provisions that the Almighty had so set in our brother Joseph, and that Pharaoh, right, was good in that view, right? But now here we have the evil, right? We have a whole change of government. Now, I don't want to rush ahead so much, but just to keep it with the context both of the narrative then and the Rhema word right now, because ain't there a new president, right? Could be the first Trump. It might as well be the last. Many more will have to, you don't know the tune, don't you? By and I, Rastafari Joseph, Barana Selassie, a.k.a. Robert Nesta Marley, better known as Bob Marley. But let's move it forward. So in the second section of chapter 1, verses 8 to 14, as we said, it reports that in spite of the downpression, in spite of the persecution, in spite of the mix-up moves and attitudes, Jah people are still prospering, right? Still pushing forward, right? In spite of that. Now, we have a third section, all in chapter 1 of Moses' second book, Exodus, right? The third section of chapter 1, verses 15 to 21, explains the prosperity as a divine favor to Jah people. In spite of this fowl, the fowl of the Exodus, right? And we refer to the fowl of the Exodus, the evil fowl of the Exodus, right? In spite of fowl of the Exodus's covert and this new king, right, the Sutton Net, Sutton Bat, right, his covert attempts, right, sounds like a COINTELPRO type of attempt at controlling, mind control, controlling the population, controlling Jah people, controlling the sons of HaShalush, the sons of Selassie, the sons of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Now, there's the final verse, right? The final verse records the culmination of all this action that's going on right here. And remember, what we're getting in these chapters is not just 1 year, so to speak, right? But it's like a time period. It's like us looking at the past 400 years in this wilderness of North America, right? Looking at the past like 40 years. Look at the last 40 years. How much has changed from 40 years ago to the present time? Right? Let's look a little bit more, like 100 years. Remember from 1865 and then, you know, what happened in 1965. So we need to look at these times, right, and really recognize what the historical and the narrative is telling us, right, and rightly, right, study to show ourselves approved to rightly divide or explain the word of truth, right? So in the final verse, it records the culmination in the developing of this ancient Egyptian COINTELPRO, this tyranny, and provides a transition to the next section. And the next section is where this new king, where the federal government of ancient Egypt, the Pharaoh commands, Pharaon, the great house, the Aperti, right, commands the open murder, right, to destroy the black boys, the Hebrew boys, right, to destroy the Hebrew boys. Right. Now remember, the Hebrews, we have these terminologies, the B'nai Yisrael, literally the sons of Israel, often translated as sons or the children of Israel. Right. Then we have the Ha'ibrim, or the Aperu in ancient Egypt, Aperu, you find them on the monuments. You have the Ibrim, the Ha'ibrim, right, the Hebrews. And then during the time of the Exodus, there's this mixed multitude. Right, so there's a mixed multitude of Hebrews, but these are how they identified as those who were a part of that, we could say, royal family, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel. So they were royalty, right, even while they were in Egypt. But now, covertly is coming a captivity. Covertly is coming a time of oppression. Right, you know, and it's so similar, ain't it? You know, when you just look around, it could be the first trumpet, huh? It could be the first trumpet might as well be the last, you know, because remember there's a call, right? Many are called, but few choose really to answer that call. But there is this open, right, there's this open murder of the males of the children of Israel. Now, how interesting we can look at Margaret Sanger's and planned planned abortions, planned murderhood, you know, what a plan, you stop for a moment, people say, oh, well, this is all just symbolic. Yeah, it's symbolism, it's symbolic of real, you know, because sometimes when you really look at all of the real and to try to describe it all, to regurgitate it all in detail is a little bit too much. So here we have a summary, but we can also see this reflection, because whatever happened to the patriarchs, right, and the matriarchs will also happen to their descendants even in the latter days, in the latter days of this Western Gentile, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant world system, this Babylonian times of the Gentile world system. That's what we're speaking about, because some people think, oh, the end of the world, like everything is, and then what happened? You see, because they're not studying to shoot themselves approved. But Habarim, let's keep pushing it forward. So we have the power of Ha-Elohim, right, the true Netaru, right, the power of Ha-Elohim is revealed in the chapter as the people flourish even under and in spite of the forces of evil. It's almost like I and I people, right, so-called black sheep, right? It's like, even in spite of it, it's like they be trying to have a good time, and they still pushing it forward, moving forward, right? I'm not saying that it's always, you know, without incidences. You see what I'm saying? But overall, this confuses the devil. You know what I mean? I mean, the demonic, you know, minded men and people, the evil-minded men and people, whether they are black or white. Remember, we're talking about black folks, right, amongst black folks here. Let's just get it straight, you know? Don't get it twisted. Black folks among black folks. You see, and that right there provides, I think, a good context to it, you know, so that we can mature and that we can grow. However, by the turn of affairs at the end of the chapter, the reader, the reader and the hearer may be left with a question. There might be a question. Any questions about this? There might be a question when you come to the end of the chapter about the power of HaElohim. What can Elohim do? What can he do? Right? The true Elohim, the Elohim of the Trinity, right? The true power of the Trinity, even the first power of the Trinity. This is good Hebrew narrative. We have a very excellent, this is why this area of scripture, even though we have, you know, gone over it in the previous Shana, and sometimes, you know, we will test or vet out certain theories. You know, you come across a theory one, say, well, actually, you know, this area of scripture is way talking about that, or they say, oh, Moses and the Israelites did this or didn't do that, or they stole this, all this crap, all this garbage. But sometimes it's best to really put these to the serious test scientifically according to the gnosis and the knowledge. So we have to study it, right? So we have a good Hebrew narrative that with ones who have an ear to hear what the spirit, the ruach, the irid is saying to I and I, the members of the body of the King of Kings Christ, the true church. He is I and I, Rosh, Ras, right? It should move I and I through the tension after tension. It's like situation, after one situation, something else, tension after tension, to reveal the sovereign power and the majesty, right, of Adonai Jah, Rastafari, the majesty, right? But also there's a call for faith, the true emuna, right, the true imnet, that true, the true subjective aspect of our objective faith. And in the language, you say the objective faith, we call in the Hebrew the Amen, right? The Amen, right? Subjective faith is the imnet, right? So we have in the Hebrew Amen, and the subjective faith is the emuna, right? So there's a call for that growing of our faith every step, right, of Yahweh. So we do have to watch I and I step. When I say the steps in our studies, how we are growing, you know, like meditating on the word, right? Reasoning, iron sharpen iron. Now, there's some areas of the Hebrew here that hopefully will follow up on this first verse, right? And just break down some of the elementals. Now these, you know, now these, right? Now these are the names. Why is this significant? Why does Moshe start out, like, seeing where we have left off or where we concluded and fulfilled with the first book, the Hebrew book of Genesis? Why begin off with this language, right? Let's break that down, some of the first reasonings on the first word. So stay tuned for that. Chavurim. Yes, 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 Chavurim. Yes,
the guiding star is running in the sky. The guiding star is running in the sky. Suppose that star should ever fall, what would you think would happen?
Well, I've been a Rasta from ever since, you know. But it's not how long I've been a Rasta, it's how long it takes to grow up. Because what is what is, from beginning to the end, it can never change. So we're not Rasta from creation.
Oh,
ever guiding master, the guiding star is running in the sky. The guiding star is running in the sky. Suppose that star should ever fall, what would you think would happen? Living in the world. Yes, I do.
Rastafari, 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 Rastafari.
Children of the new covenant, EIO Israel, Jarastafari is one. Blazing tongue of flame, get a youth, so you know your name come. For he shall have judgment without mercy, that have shown no mercy. For mercy rejoices against judgment, in secret ridicule. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that he should show forth the praises of him who is called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Having good conscience, that beareth they speak evil of you as of evildoers, that they may be ashamed and falsely accuse your good conversation in Jah. Children of the new name covenant, here I am, Israel, the Rastafari is one, for the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of Jah. And if it first begin at I and I, what shall be the end of them that obey not Jah? Behold, the hire of the laborers, who have reaped down the field, which is of you kept back by fraud, riot, and the cries of them which have reaped, are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabbath or army. Children of the new name covenant, here I am, Israel, Jarastafari is one. Children of the new name covenant, here I am, Israel, Jarastafari is one. Rastafari is one. Rastafari is one.
Boom again, Shalom Supreme. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm.
Psalm 115. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not, neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. So is every one that trusteth in them. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Ye are blessed of the Lord which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's. But the earth hath he given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Baruch atah Adonai.
Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari.
Evil boy, everything takes time.
Mizmor kuftet vav, lo lanu Adonai, lo lanu, ki leshimcha ten kavod, al chasdecha, al amitdecha, lama yomeru hagoyim, ayena Elohim, veloheinu vashamayim, kol asher hafetz asad, atzab behem kesef vezahav, maase yede adam, velahem velo yedabberu, עיניים להם ולא יראו, אוזניים להם ולא ישמעו, אף להם ולא יריחון, ידיהם ולא ימישון, רגליהם ולא יהלכו, לא יהגו בגרונם. כמוהם יהיו עושיהם כל אשר בוטח בהם, ישראל בטח באדוני, עזרם ומגינם הוא. בית אהרון ביטחו באדוני, עזרם ומגינם הוא. יראה אדוני ביטחו באדוני, עזרם ומגינם הוא. אדוני זכרנו יברך, יברך את בית ישראל, יברך את בית אהרון, יברך יראה אדוני הקטנים עם הגדולים. יוסף אדוני עליכם, עליכם ועל בניכם, ברוכים אתם לאדוני, עושה שמיים בארץ. השמיים שמיים לאדוני, והארץ נתן לבני אדם. לא המתים יהללויה, ולא כל יורדי דומה, ואנחנו נברך יא, מעתה ועד עולם, הללויה.
Mizmor kof tet vav, mizmor kof tet wow, wow. Lo lanu Yahuwa, lo lanu. Ki alishimeka, ten kavod, Allah hasedeka, Allah imateka. Lama yomru hagoyim, hayena, Elohim. ואלוהינו בשמיים כל אשר חפץ עשה את עריהם כסף וזהב מעשה ידי אדם. פה להם ולא ידברו, עיניים להם ולא יראו, אזניים להם ולא ישמעו, אף להם ולא ירחון, ידיהם ולא ימשון, רגליהם ולא יהלכו ולא יהגו בגרונם. כמוהם יהיו עושיהם כל אשר בוטח בהם. ישראל בטח ביהוה, עזרם ומגינם הוא. בית אהרון ביטחו ביהוה, עזרם ומגינם הוא. ירא יהוה ביטחו ביהוה, עזרם ומגינם הוא. יהוה זכרן, יברק, יברק את בית ישראל, יברק את בית אהרון, יברק ירא יהוה הקטעינים, האימא הגדולים. יוסף יהוה אליכם, אליכם ואללה ביניכם, ברוכים אתם ליהוה עושה שמיים וארץ. השמיים שמיים ליהוה, והארץ נתנה לבני האדם. לא המתים יחללו יה, ולא כל יורדי אדומה. ואנחנו נברק יה, מעתה ועד העולם. הללויה.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this
blaspheme. Mizmor Kof Tet Vav, Mizmor Kof Tet Vav, Psalm CXV, Psalm 115. Themed National Trust in Elohim. National Trust in Elohim, the true good, the true God. National Trust in Jah Rastafari. Today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and after the order of Melchizedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king. Weep not, behold, line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, Garmawi, Garmawi, Haile Selassie has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So here we have Mizmor Kof Tet Vav. Some enunciate it as Mizmor Kof or Kof Kof Tet Vav, Kof Tet Vav, but Kof Tet Vav. Psalm, 115th Psalm. It's a prayer by the people for Jah's help and an exhortation to retain confidence in him. This is the subject of the Mizmor, of the psalm right here, the Kof Tet Vav psalm. It would well suit the circumstances when the returned exiles began their task of reconstruction and found their efforts hampered by the hostility of the Samaritans. Now, the form of the Mizmor, the chant, the intonation, the eyes, it suggests that verses 1 to 8 and verses 16 to 18 was sung by the Lewim, the Levites, the Lewawion, the choir. And each verse from verses 9 to 15 was rendered by the precentor with a response or a responsa from the choir. So this antiphonal method or call and response is mentioned in Ezra chapter 3, verse 11. And they, speaking of HaKohanim and the Lewim, the priests and the Levites, they sang one to another in praising and isising. So we have today's daily psalm, National Trust, Belohim and Elohim, and the true good and true God, National Trust in Jah. So we have the first three verses, the Aleph, Beit, Gimel verses, the first three verses, the ABGs of today's daily psalm is an appeal to Elohim, the true good, the true God, an appeal to Jah for aid. The Aleph verse, Lo lanu Yahuwah, lo lanu ki elishimeka, tena kavod, Allah hasedeka, Allah imateka, not to us, not to I and I, lo lanu, lo lanu, lo lanu Adonai, lo lanu Yahuwah, lo lanu, not to I and I, Adonai, not to I and I, but to thy name. Kia l'shimeka, but to the eye's name. Ki, for the eye's name. For the eye's name. Not to I and I, Oh, he who be who he be, not to I and I. For the I's name, Ki le Shemeka, Ki le Shemeka. For the I Shem, for the Hashem, Ki le Shemeka. Tain kavod, give glory. Tain kavod. But to the I name, for the I's name, not to I and I. Oh, he who be who he be, O Yahweh, not to I and I. For the I's name, Tain Kavod, Al Hasedeka, Allah Yimateka, for thy mercy, Allah Yimateka, for the eye's mercy and for the eye's truth's sake, Al Hasedeka, upon the eye's mercy, upon the eye's loving kindness, on the eye's loving kindness, O he who be who he be, not to I and I, Lo lanu, Yahuwah, Lo lanu, Ki el shemeka, Ten kavod, Al Hasedeka, Al imateka, not to I and I, O Jah, not to I and I, for the I's name, Ki Elishimeka, Ten Kavod. For the I's name, give Kavod, give gravity, give glory, Ten Kavod. Al Hasedeka, upon the I's loving kindness, Al Imateka, upon the I's truth, Al Imateka, upon the I's reality, the I's verity, not to us. Lo, lanu, lo, no, lanu, for I and I, lanu, for us, lo, not, lanu, for us, Yahuwah, lo, not, lanu, for us. This is governed by the give glory, Tain Kavod, the kavod, the glory, this word glory. Kavod is the true ancient word for gravity, the gravitas, the glory. So here, the lo lanu, not to us, not to I and I, is governed by Ten Kavod, give glory. In appealing for his help, in appealing for Jah's help, they and I and I and we were not solely and should not be solely motivated by the desire to secure I and I own welfare, I and I own shalom, I and I own good. See, their thought and I and I thought, right, is for his recognition, for Jah's recognition, for his divine majesty's recognition by all peoples as the supreme ruler of the universe, the universe, the universal ruler, the universal king, earth's rightful ruler, who upheld and upholds the righteous, the tzaddikim, the tzaddikan, the righteous when assailed and assaulted by the wicked, by the ratchet. His name, Ki Lishimeka, his name, Shemo Hashem, the Shem, the name, was compromised in the esteem of the heathen, of the nations, when the true Israel of Adonai, Jah Rastafari, I and I of the new name, the precious name, appears to be abandoned by him. So not to us, not to I and I. Don't give glory, right, to I and I, for I and I's sake, but for your name's sake, for your name's sake, and calling on these twin midot, these attributes, the chesed, right, and the emet, the truth, the chesed, the mercy, the loving kindness. In the Hebrew, the force of it is Al Hasedeka, upon the eye's loving kindness. Al Imateka, upon the eye's truth. So we have Chesed, mercy, loving kindness, and Emet, truth. These attributes of HaElohim, the true good, the true God, will be generally denied and compromised if he who be who he be fail to exercise them in this hour and hour of need. So the Aleph verse, Lo lanu Yahuwah, lo lanu, Ki elishimeka ten kavod, Al hasedeka, Al imateka. Not to I and I, O Yahuwah, not to I and I, For the I's name, ki l'shemei katen kavod, for the I's name, give glory, al hasedeka, upon the I's loving kindness, upon the I's mercy, al hasedeka, al imateka, upon the I's truth, upon the I's reality. The bait verse, the second verse. Lama, why, wherefore, why, lama yomru, lama yomru, why do they say hagoyim? Wherefore should the nations say, wherefore should the heathen hagoyim, the nations, wherefore should the nations and the nationalities say, hayena Eloheihem? Wherefore should they say, Ayena Elohim, where now? Where now? The Elohim, where's the Elohim? Why should the nation say, Lama Yomru Hagoyim? Ayena Elohim, where is the Elohim? Now, we have Psalm 79, round about verse 10, the now. The now does not really mean in the sense of at this time now. This in the Hebrew, it's a particle enforcing the question, the na, the aye, aye na, aye na, aye na, aye na, the na there, often translated as the now. Where is now? Where is now their God? Where is now their Elohim? Aye na, Elohim, Elohim, where now is their Elohim, Elohim? So the now doesn't mean, oh, now, to say now at this time. It's a particle that enforces the question. There's a question that they're saying. There's a question here in the bait verse, in the second verse. Lama, 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 why? Lama, lama yomru hagoyim. Ayena Eloheihem. Where, pray the I, where tell I? Ayena, 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 ayena. Where, pray the I, is there Elohim? This is the sense here. The Gimel, Abu Gi, the Gimel verse here, the third verse. Ve'Eloheinu b'shamayim kol asher hafet ha'asa. But our Elohim, Ve'Eloheinu. This is now the response to this presumptuous question. Lama yomru hagoyim, hayena Eloheihem. Where now is the Elohim? Responsa, Ve'Eloheinu, our Elohim, and our Elohim. As for our Elohim, Ve'Eloheinu, Ve'Eloheinu, Ve'Eloheinu b'shamayim, kol asher rachafet asa. But Aina Elohim is in the Shemaim, b'shamayim, in the heavens, in the heights. Whatsoever please him, he hath done. Whatsoever all, kol asher hafet asa. Whatsoever all that pleases him, he has done. But I and I Elohim is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever. In the Hebrew, he has done all. He has done all. Kol asher hafet asa. He has done all that pleases him. Where is he? Ve'Eloheinu, and our Elohim, Ve'Eloheinu, Ve'Eloheinu, b'shamayim, in the heavens. Abun, abinu shebashamayim. Right? Abun ezebesamayat. Ve'Eloheinu, b'shamayim. Kol asher chafet asa. Where is he? B'shamayim. This answers the question of Aye, Ayena, Ayena, where now? Tell us, come on, tell us where is Eloheihem? Where is the Elohim? Ve'Eloheinu. See, they're not saying, where is your Elohim? They didn't say, Ayena Eloheihem, where's your? They're not speaking to us directly. See how they speak slick? You know, how they kind of speak, you know, speak this in a sense, speaking about us, we're their Elohim, so we respond directly, Ve'Eloheinu, Ve'Eloheinu, Ve'en Eloheinu, our Elohim, Eloheinu, Bashamayim, Bashamayim, in the heaven. That's where. And as that, we as the so-called no gods, the pseudo gods and the pseudo trinities, right, of the heathens, of the nations, are material, mental constructs, objects, visible. Ha Elohim, Eloheinu, Ayinai Elohim, is visible, invisible, corporal, incorporeal. See, the idols are inert images and graven images and molten images, but he who be who he be has the power of doing his will and doing all. Kol asher chafet asa. Call all. Asher, that which chafet. Asher chafet, that which pleases him. Asa. Asa, Asa, he does, he has done. If therefore Elohim permitted Yisrael to suffer, if John permits I and I to suffer humiliation, trials, and tribulations, national humiliation or otherwise, it was the consequence of his decree. And praise be, he who be who he be, and not his inability to avert it. So if that which has happened to John's people has happened, since the heathen asking amongst themselves, where's the Elohim now? Right, that's the idea. Where's the Elohim now? Where? Please tell us. 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 Tell us.
Here, here, here. Here, here, here. I'd like to push through right here. Gonna rise up the Aliyot here, you know, with the first day coming in, but here, look a bit more. I can't leave it right there. We have verses 4 to 18, an interesting psalm here. Trust in Yah right here. The blessing.
Now in this next section of today.
The earthly sphere, as well as the heavenly sphere right here.
Now in this next section of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Eit Wow. Psalm CXV, Psalm 115. The first three verses, we have the appeal to Jah for aid, for assistance, guidance, for help, that appeal to Jah. Now here in verses 4 to 8, we have the impotence of the idols, of the no gods, of the graven images, the molten images, the impotence of them. Now here, some say this is substantially reproduced in Psalm CXXXV, verses 15 to 18. So we have Psalm 135, verses 15 to 18. These verses here, these four verses. And this section is bringing out the impotence of the idols, the impotence of the no gods, the pseudo gods, the pseudo trinities of the heathen, of the nations, of the people, the same ones, the goyim, that are pointed out in the second verse as being those who say, right, who say, wherefore should they say, lama yomru hagoyim, wherefore should the nations, hagoyim, say, hayena Eloheihem. Now to break down there, since the ask, well, where is their Elohim? And note that they didn't say, where's your Elohim? They're not speaking to us directly, right? In a spiritual warfare, it's like sneak dissing I and I, speaking about us, right? Not directly, but indirectly, but we answer them directly in verse 3. Weloheinu, Weloheinu, Weloheinu bashamayim, kol asher chafet asa, whatsoever please him. He have done whatsoever all. He has done what? He has done all that please him. Kol asher chafet asa. Now here, verse 4 to 8. So we have verse 4 to 8. KJV brings it out like this. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. Verse 4. It's Abayhem, Kesef, with Zahab, Me'aseya Yidei Adam.
Ma'aseh yidei Adam, the work of men's hands. Verse 5, they have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. Peh lahem, v'lo yidaberu. Ainaim lahem, v'lo yireu. V'lo yireu, they have eyes. Ainaim. Einayim lahem, einayim lahem, with lo yiru. Verse 6 says, they have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. Aznayim lahem, with lo yishma'u. Af lahem, with lo yirechun. But they smell not, noses they have, but they smell not. They're graven, the graven images. Verse 7 says, they have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throats. Verse 7, Yedehem v'lo yimshun, raglehem v'lo yehalechu, lo yehigu bigaronam, lo yehigu bigaronam. Neither speak they through their throat. Verse 8, they that make them are like to them. So is everyone that trusteth in them. They are them among Hagoyim, the nations that want to say. Where is their Elohim? Speaking of I and we. Well, what about their Elohim? What about their gods or no gods? What about their pseudo-trinities, their graven images and idolatries? Well, this is what it brings out. They that make them are like to them. So is everyone that trusteth in them. Verse 8. Ke'amohem. Yehiyu oseihem kol asher raboteyah bahem. K'mohem yehiyu oseihem kol asher raboteyah bahem. So these verses right here, verse 4 brings out the silver and the gold, wood plated with precious metal. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 19 brings that out, the silver. We have the kesef, the silver, and the gold, the kesef with zahab. Kesef, silver, zahab, gold. Kesef, silver, zahab. Kesef with zahab, silver and gold. Verse 5 says, they speak not. They speak not v'lo yidaveru. V'lo yidaveru, v'lo yidaveru. With and lo, no, yidaveru. No, yidaveru, speak, lo, yidaveru. They don't speak. They don't speak their will to men, their graven images, their graven idols. It doesn't speak nothing. They don't say nothing, right? They see not. They don't see nothing either. Wolo yiru, yiru. Wolo velo yiru, wolo yiru. And they don't see the plight of those who vainly worship their graven images and their idols and idolatries. The plight of those who worship them, they don't come to them. They don't hear nothing. They don't speak nothing. They don't see nothing. But they look like something. They are the work of men's hands. Verse 6 brings this out. They hear not. They don't hear the prayers, the graven images, the molten images, the graven images, the idols, the idolatries of the nations. They have ears, but they hear not. As naim lahem v'lo yishma'u. They have ears. As naim lahem, as naim, ears lahem, ears for them. As naim lahem, ears for them. V'lo yishma'u. V'lo yishma'u. V'lo yishma'u. But they don't hear. Aflahem, nose for them. They have nose for them. Aflahem, v'lo yirechun, v'lo yirechun. But they don't smell. They don't smell the flowers, the incense, the ashes, none of you offering them. See, so the prayers offered to them. The Aishans, the sacrifices burnt in their honor. Bringing us here to the Zayin verse, the seventh verse. They have hands, Yedehem. Yedehem. They have hands, Yedehem. Wolo Yimishun. Wolo Yimishun. Yimishun. Lo. Handle. They don't handle. They have hands, Yedehem. Wolo Yimishun. But they don't handle. Raglehem. Raglehem. Feet. Feet, raglehem, were low, but no, yehaleku, 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 yehaleku. But they don't walk, they don't try, they don't make no tracks. Lo, yehigu, bigron, lo, yehigu, yehigu. Speak to make any kind of sound. You know, from their throat. See, they have hands. The grammatical form is changed, and the more literal rendering is this in the Hebrew. As for their hands, they, the idols, the graven images of the nations, the goyim, they can't touch. As for their feet, they, the idols, their graven images of the nations, they can't walk, they can't make tracks, they can't trot. They handle not. They have hands, but they handle. They don't touch. They don't touch. They don't. They don't touch. Lo yimishun. Ulo yimishun. They don't touch, lacking the power of touch. The hands of the idols and the graven images of the nations are merely ornamental, and they mean nothing. They mean absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing. Neither speak they with their throats. Now, this is not the same verb as we have in the fifth verse. Here it signifies making an inarticulate sound. Make some sort of inarticulate sound. We have lo yehigu bigronam. Lo yehigu, yehigu. It's not so much to speak like daveru in that sense, speaking, articulate sound. This is even, they can't make no, they can't do nothing. Even this they are incapable of doing because they are completely dumb. They are dumb, deaf, and blind. They are the work. They are the work of man's hand. This brings us here to the eighth verse. Kamohem yehiyu osehem. They that make them shall be like to them. Kamohem, and like to them, Yehiyu, they shall be Osehem, those who make them. Yea, everyone that trusteth in them, Kol Asher Boteach Bahem, call all Asher Boteach, Asher Boteach, Boteach, to trust, take confidence, Asher, that which those who take confidence by him in them shall be, this is the key word, Yehu, K'mohem, like them, and like them, Yehu, and like these idols, Yehu, let them be, they shall be. Some see this here like Ibn Ezra saw this Yehu here as a prayer, they shall be. Right? May they that make them be like, may they be like the idols, the idolatry, the graven images, the ukris, which they worship in vain, the goyim, the nations here in today's daily psalm right here. Looking at this, not that they shall be, but as a prayer saying, Yehu, may they be, may they become like to them, bereft of their faculties. You see, breaking down the faculties here in these verses, verses 4 to 8, of these idols. They look alike, right, man, right? Or they look alike, they have nose and eyes and feet and all of this and that. But they're dumb, deaf, and they're blind. So may them, right, they that make them, be like to them. K'mohem yehu, k'mohem yehu, or say him, a prayer. Kamohem Yehu Osehem, and like them Yehu, may they be Osehem, which make them bereft of their faculties, dumb, deaf, and blind. Men, they make these idols, no gods that they call gods, after their own image. And when made, these no gods that they call gods, make them after theirs. So they make these images, right? And he worship the images and become like to them. You're over that. right here. So here in these verses, that description, once again, as we have here in the notes, we have substantially reproduced in Psalm 135, roughly verses 15 to 18, Chabarim. So that's the section right there. That brings us here to this section right here, to the third section, verses 9 to 11, the trust be'Elohim, be'Elohim, in the true good, in the true God. Now, here in these verses, we have this section right here. We have verses 9 to 11, trust in Elohim. Verses 12 to 15, Elohim's baraka, the blessing assured. And verses 16 to 18, the earthly, concerning the earthly and the heavenly spheres, right? The earthly and the heavenly spheres, the heights, right? The upper and the lower, right? We say the above and the below, right? Or the below, the earthly, right? The earthly plane and the heavenly spheres. So in these verses here, verses picking up verses 9, we had to note within the intro that each verse from 9 to 15 was rendered by the presenter, or the presenter, the presenter, the one who would present, that would lead, like the lemezam marana leka, as we have that in the Royal Amharic, lam natiyah, the chief musician, right? Or say the priest, or one who will be leading, like the call and the response, the presenter, and then the responser would come from the choir, or the Lewim, the Levites, keeping it Levitical. So these verses, verses 9 to 15, which is basically two sections right here in I and I study of today's daily psalm from the Sefer Tehillim, from the cipher of the Psalms, right, or the praises, as we call them Hebraically, the Tehillim. We have verses 9 to 11, the trust in Elohim, and verses 12 to 15, Jah's baraka, his blessing assured. So in looking over these verses, taking verse 9 right here. So we have these sections. We have the first section touched on, the appeal to Jah for aid, for help, verses 1 to 3. Just touched on verses 4 to 8, the impotence of the idols, and the no gods, and the pseudo-trinities, and the graven images, and the idolatries of the goyim, of the nations. And here in verses 9 to 11, trust in Elohim, the first part. And then we have verses 12 to 15. So verses 9 to 15, which is two particular sections, the first part here is the trust in Elohim. So when it's breaking down the antiphonal, the call and response, and as we have here the note to Ezra chapter 3, verse 11, where it reads, and they, speaking of HaKohanim, where Lewim and the Levites, they sang one to another. They sang one to another in praising. So there was that call and response. So the presenter would begin off, for example, here in the ninth verse where it reads, O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust ye in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear, that reverence the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Now, I want you to note that right there in the refrain, right, in the back and forth refrain. Their help and their shield. He is their help and their shield. He is their help. That will be the responser. So you would have the presenter chanting and writing up with Yisrael betach b'Yahuah. Yisrael betach b'Yahuah. Oh, Yisrael, trust, betach, be confident, b'Yahuah, in he who be, who he be. Yisrael betach b'Yahuah. Responser. Ezram u'maginam hu. Ezram u'maginam hu. Ezram u'maginam hu. He is their help and their shield. Ezram. 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 Their help. U and maginam. 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 Their shield. Like I say the magin. They say magin or magin. Magin David, the shield of David. Here it says maginam. Their shield. So in the call and response of these verses, verses 9 to 15, the first part, the presenter would read or chant or write up, Yisrael betach b'Yahuah, the choir responsa, Ezramu maginam hu, Beit Aharon betachu b'Yahuah, O house of Aaron, Beit Aharon, Beit Aharon Bitachu Bayahua. Bitachu Bayahua. Oh, house of Aaron, Beit Aharon, trust, bitachu, all of y'all, bitachu, be confident, all of y'all, by Yehovah, in He who be, who He be, in Jehovah. So the presenter will chant that first part, and then we'll get the response, Zaramu Maginam Hu, Beit Aharon, bitachu, by Yehovah, Zaramu Maginam Hu. So in that call and response way, writing up here, verse 11, it says, Yirei Yahuwah, bitachu by Hoa, by Yahuwah, Ezaramu Maginamahu. So you get that idea now. We have these three verses, and we can see that the second part of the verse is consistent. He is their help and their shield. So the choir responds, Ezaramu Maginamahu. Ezaram umaginam hu for these three verses. Yisrael betach b'yehuwa. Ezaram umaginam hu. Beit Aharon bitachu b'yehuwa. Ezaram umaginam hu. Yirei Yahuwa bitachu b'yehuwa. Ezaram umaginam hu. So we have that call and response right there. O Israel, Yisrael, the three categories. These three categories of John people also mentioned, we also have mention of this in Psalm 118, verses 2 to 4, Psalm 118, verses 2 to 4, as well as Psalm 135, round about verse 19. Now, in the latter passage, it says the house of Israel, it occurs, and the house of Levi, or Levi, is added. Now the responsa, he is their help. He is their help. He is their help and their shield. Ezram umaginam hu. Their help and their shield, he. Ezram umaginam hu. The choral responsa. The response of the choir, singing, the call and response. This is the response to the presenter's invocation in the first half of the verse. So in the first half of the verse, we have the presenter's invocation. Like you lead off, you ride up the chant. Yisrael betach b'yehuwa ezaramu maginam hu. Beit Aharon bitachu b'yehuwa ezaramu maginam hu. Yirei Yahuwa bitachu b'yehuwa ezaramu maginam hu. Y'all. Right to y'all. Right, in each of these three categories. So the third person there, note that as well. The combination of help and shield, we find this also in Psalm 33, round about verse 20. Help and shield, these combinations, these words and phrases of power. Ezram umaginam, their help, Ezram u and maginam, their shield, hu. Who, he, Ezram umaginam, who, he be, who he be. Y'all that fear, that reverence. Yirei Hoa, bitachu b'yehuwa, Ezram umaginam, who. Y'all that reverence. Yirei, Yirei, Yirei Yahuwa, Yirei Yahuwa, y'all that reverence. He who be, we be, that respect. If the phrase is to be interpreted of the faithful section of the Israelite community, the Israelitish community, the call to them, it would appear superfluous. Many modern expositors, therefore, they follow the Judaic commentators in understanding the reference here is to be to the pious and the Jah-like among Hagoyim, among the nations who come to worship in the Hekav, in the temple. We have this in 1 Kings chapter 8 at verse 41, and Isaiah chapter 56 and 6. So here, verse 9 to 11, the trust in Elohim connected with the chorus line of he is, he be, he be their help and their shield. Ezram umaginam hu. Now, in verses 12 to 15, still in the call and response section, but this is the second part of the call and response in today's daily psalm, the Mizmor Kof Tet Wow psalm. We have verse 12 here. Yahweh, Zekaranu, Zekaranu, Yibarek, Yibarek et Beit Yisrael, Yibarek et Beit Aharon. He who be, we be, Yahweh, Yehovah, Zikareinu, Zikaranu, Zikaranu, pronounced Zikaranu, Yahweh, Zikaranu, Yibarek, Yahweh, Zikaranu, Yibarek, Yahweh, Zikaranu, Yibarek. He who be, we be, hath been mindful of us. He will bless. Yahweh, Zikaranu, Zikaranu, Zikaranu. Zikaranu, he has remembered I and I. He has thought on, to say he has thought on I and I. He has remembered I and I. Yibarek, 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 Yibarek. Yahweh, Zikaranu, Yibarek. He who be, we be, has remembered I and I. Yibarek. He will bless. He will bless. KJV says, the Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless. And then if you look at the KJV, us there is italicized because it brings out the sense of it. But the Hebrew, when we read the KJV without the italicization, you see the force right there. The Lord has been mindful, Adonai has been mindful, Jah has been mindful of I and I. He will bless. This is the more force of it. Jehovah, Yahweh, Yahweh Zikaranu, Yahweh Zikaranu, he will be, has remembered, been mindful of I and I. Yibarek. He who be, who he be, who has been mindful of us will bless. This is the fuller sense. He who be, who he be. Who hath been mindful of we, of I and I, and we will bless. Yahuwah Zikaranu Yibarek. Elohim, the true good, the true God, hath remembered them and I and I and I in captivity and brought them and bringing I and I forward to I and I homeland. That was and is a sign of his favor, which would be proved by Baraka, by blessings bestowed by him in the future. So this is the sense here. So we have the presenter call, Yahweh Zikaranu Yibarek. Yibarek et Beit Yisrael. Yibarek et Beit Aharon. He will bless the house of Yisrael, the Beit Yisrael. Yibarek et Beit Yisrael. Yibarek et Beit Yisrael. He will bless the house of Yisrael. Yibarek et Beit Aharon. He will bless the house of Aharon. Once again, keep in mind the three categories, right? The three categories of Jah people. Right, the three categories. Here in verse 13 it says, continuing with this word, he will bless Yibarek Yireyahuwah. He will bless those who reverence, who respect, respectfully speaking, who respect he who be, who he be, his divine majesty. Yivareka Yireyahuwah. Ha-kit-anim, a'ima ha-gedolim. Both small, ha-kit-anim, the small, a'im with ha-gedolim, the small with the great. Now, many translators translate this right here. We see KJV says in verse 13, it says, he will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. Now, both, you can see clearly, is italicized, read without that. He will bless them that fear, that reverence, that respect Jehovah. small and great, but the Hebrew brings out the sense of haketanim, haketanim, the small aim, haketanim aim, with hagidolim, aim hagidolim. So the haketanim aim hagidolim, the small with the great, aim hagidolim. So this is an idiom for total inclusiveness, all in all, right? Proselytes. Right, or one may say, convert coming from the straightway crossing over the true iritical Hebrew, proselytes of every rank and position, small and great, the small with the great, ha-kit-anim, ha-im, ha-gidolim. So in this verse of the call and response, the first part, Yibareka Yirei Yahuwah, the ha-kohen or the priest would chant that. First, and then the Lewim, keeping the Levitical, would respond, Haketanim, Aima Hagedolim, Haketanim, Aima Hagedolim. So we would have, Yebareka Yirei Yahuwah, Haketanim, Aima Hagedolim. That's sort of a call and a response. Bringing us here to verse 14. Yosef Yahuwah, Elechem, Elechem. Elechem, Elechem, we Allah benechem. He who be who he be, increase you more and more. He who be who he be, Yosef Yahuwah, Yosef, Yosef Yahuwah, Elechem, Elechem, we Allah benechem. You and your children. Yosef Yahuwah, he who be we be, increase you. Elechem, 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 Elechem. Increase upon y'all, increase and upon y'all and upon y'all. Where here we have Elechem, Elechem, saying like upon you all. Yosef Yahuwah, Yosef Yahuwah, Yosef. Increasing, he who be, we be increasing, Elechem, Elechem, wa Allah b'nehem, and your children, you and your children. Now, what's interesting right here, saying you all, y'all, saying y'all and your children, increase you, addressed to all three categories. It was, and it is, a prayer of special significance to the resettlers, in the sense of the repatriators in Judea, who were then so few, so few, right? Like the pioneer settlers, so few in numbers, may increase you more and more and more. Bringing us here to verse 15, Chavarim, where the antiphony of verses, the call and response, is fulfilled right here. We have this verse right here, Berukim, Berukim. Berukim atem laYehova oseh shamayim waaretz. Blessed be y'all of he who be who he be. Berukim atem laYehova laYehova. Berukim atem laYehova oseh shamayim waaretz. So the blessed be y'all of he who be who he be. Borukim atem laYehovah oseh, then the response, oseh, oseh, the maker, the one who made, oseh shamayim, the heavens, wa, and aretz, and the earth, shamayim wa aretz, oseh shamayim wa aretz, Borukim atem laYehovah oseh shamayim wa aretz. Blessed be y'all of he who be who he be, and the response of the people of the choir who made heaven and earth, oseh shamayim wa aretz. So it's a good call and response. These are very beautiful, you know, little batalawa verses right here. So now this here now fulfills this section right here. Who made oseh, oseh shamayim wa aretz, who made heaven and earth, and therefore endowed with power to confer baraka, blessing. Unlike the inert idols and no gods that they call gods of the heathen and their graven images and their pseudo-trinities of the nations, not like them, who are nothing, right? But he who be who he be, who made heaven, the heavens, all say, Shamayim, Wa'aretz, and the earth and the earthly plane. Now this here brings us here to the fulfillment verses, verses 16 to 18 of today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And after the order of Malachias, Sedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king, weep not, behold, the line of the tribe of Judah, Garmawi, Kanamawi, Haile Selassie, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So we have verses 16 to 18, which is themed the earthly and heavenly spheres. Now, the statement of the preceding verses taken up right here, and the practical moral, according to the moral theocracy of his divine majesty, is drawn upon it. Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, made both Shamayim wa'aretz, the heavens and the earthly plane. The former is his dwelling place from which he, even he who be who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, directs the destinies of his creatures and of the creation, the iration. Now, the latter, speaking of Aretz, HaAretz, the Aretz, the earthly plane, is assigned to man as the stage. They say the world is the stage, the earthly plane, the plain truth of the earthly plane. The earth assigned to man as the stage on which he plays his part or attempts to flip the divine script during his term of existence. So the verse here in verses 16 to 18, the heavens are the Lord's, are Adonai's, Adonai's, Rastafari, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. The dead praises not he who be who he be, his divine majesty, neither any that go down into silence. But we, as for I and I and we will bless the Yahweh from this time, from this hour forth, and for evermore, praise the Yahweh. Hallelujah. So these verses here, the earthly and the heavenly spheres, as it picks up and expands the fulfillment of today's daily psalm, the Davidic, we say like the divine liturgy right here. We have this right here like a doxology, the fulfillment of today's daily psalm. Verse 16, HaShemayim, Shemayim la Yehovah, we ha'aretz anatana livne Adam. The heavens are the heavens of he who be who he be. HaShemayim, Shemayim ala Yehovah of Jehovah, with ha'aretz and the earth, Natan, has he given libnei Adam, to the children of men, to the children of men. Verse 17, lo hametim, yeah, hallelujah, the dead do not, get this, the dead do not praise, the dead don't hallelujah, the dead don't hallelujah, literally in the Hebrew brings this out, lo, no, ha-metim, the metim, the dead, ha-metim, the dead, ha-metim, lo, no, ha-metim, the dead, yeah, hallelujah, the dead don't hallelujah, willo, Willow, call your day, Duma. Neither any that go down into Duma, into dumbness, silence. The dead praise not. The dead don't hallelujah. Don't praise Jah. Lo hametim, ye hallelujah. The dead do not hallelujah. Man should occupy himself with HaTorah, God directions, instructions, and benevolent acts. Do good to elders, Rastafari elders, the Ayabingi, the heart be hard to go, do good. So man should be occupied and occupied himself with Jalor, with HaTorah, the spirit and the truth of the word, right? And benevolent acts, do good before he, for on his He cannot any longer do this. And the Holy One, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blessed be He, finds naught to praise in Him. So man should occupy himself. For my part, I glory in the Bible with the Spirit and the truth, not the letter of the law, but the Spirit. Occupy himself with HaTorah and do good, benevolent acts. But the dead don't praise, don't hallelujah. The dead don't lo hametim ye hallelujah, will lo call your day duma. Neither any that go down call and know of all those who go down, and none of neither will law and know call your day. All who go down call your day dumma, 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 and to be silent, dumma, to be dumb, dumma, dumma, and to silence. Descend into Sheol, the anti-repatriation, the fallen state. So we have Psalm 94, verse 17. And here for the fulfillment verse of today's daily Psalm, Chavarim, the 18th verse, Wa anachnu, wa anachnu, wa anachnu, wa anachnu, wa and anachnu, wa and anachnu, 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 the pronoun we. Anachnu, anachnu, wanachnu, and we, and I, wanachnu, 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 and I, nebarek, yah. But I and I will bless Jah. Wanachnu, nebarek, yah. Nebarek, yah. Here we have yah. Here we have the Jah or yah. Wanachnu, nebarek, yah. But I and I will bless Jah. But we. Emphasize in the Hebrew, wa anachnu, wa anachnu, wa anachnu. We, I and I, who are living, to be always faithful, always sure. Nibarek ya, we will bless Jah. Me ata, we ad aulam. Hallelujah. From this time forth. May atta, wa'ada aulam, from this time forth and forever. May atta wa'ada aulam. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be Yah. Praise be Jah. Rastafari. Forever and ever. Forever and ever. As we have in Psalm 86, roundabout verse 12. Wa anachnu nebarek ya me ata wa'ad aulam. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Psalm 115. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusteth in them. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Ye are blessed of the Lord which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's. But the earth hath he given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel? Saith the Lord.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading, in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baruch et Yahweh Hamvarach. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarach. Leolam vayeh. Baruch atah Yahweh. Eloheinu melech haolam, asher bekarbenu mebol hamayim, venutan lanu et torato. Baruch ata Yahweh, notein ha Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Joy is in thy light, and I in thy dear testament to the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, I not to forward and reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. May I tell you to read up your Bible.
Baruch atah Adonai.
Rastafari.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, here for the Rishon, Ali, 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 here for the first of offering up, first reading,
first reading,
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 reading, reading, reading,
reading, reading, reading,
reading, reading, reading, reading, reading, reading, reading, reading, reading, reading, reading, reading, reading, reading, reading, reading, reading, reading, reading, reading, Ali, 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 here for the first of offering up, first reading,
first reading,
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 from the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called in English, Exodus, and known in the Hebrew as Shemot, here for the Rishon, Ali, here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Shemot, Sabbath, the name, 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 Here, Shema Yisrael, here for the Rishon, Ali, 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 here for the first of offering up, first reading,
first reading,
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 reading, reading,
reading,
reading,
reading, reading, reading, reading, reading, reading, reading, reading, reading, reading, reading, reading, reading, reading, reading, reading, reading, reading, reading, reading, Ali, 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 here for the first of offering up, first reading,
first reading,
reading,
reading, reading,
reading,
reading, reading,
reading,
reading,
reading, reading, reading, from the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called in English, Exodus, and known in the Hebrew as Shemot, here for the Rishon, Ali, here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Shemot, Sabbath, the name, 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 the name. B'shem Ha'av, V'Habein, V'Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah, Echad, 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 Echad. V'Eile Shemot, B'nei Yisrael Habayim, Mitzrayim Ha'et Ya'ikov Yishahu Heto, Ba'u, Ba'u, Ba'u. Israel in Mitzrayim, Israel in Egypt. Now these, V'Eile, now these, the names, V'Eile Shemot. Now these, the names of the children, the sons of Yisrael. Ve'ele Shemota b'nei Yisrael, who came into Egypt, Habayim Mitzrayim, every man and his household came with Jacob, came with Yaakov, Eit Yaakov Ish uveto ba'u, Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Yehuda and Judah, Yisachar, Zebulun, and Binyamin, Benjamin, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher, and all the souls that came out of the loins of Yaakov, Jacob, were 70 souls, for Yosef, Joseph, was in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, Gibbetz, already. And Yosef and Joseph died, and all his brethren, and all that generation, 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 generation. The Egyptian bondage, bondage in Mitzrayim, bondage in Mitzrayim, bondage in Kemet, in Kibbutz, in Egypt, verse 7. And the children of Yisrael were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed mighty, and the land was filled with them. Now, there arose up a new king, a new Melech, a Molech over Mitzrayim, over Egypt, who knew not Yosef, Joseph. And he said to his people, behold, the people of the children of the sons of Yisrael, more and mightier than we. Come on, let us make us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply and it come to pass that when there falleth out any war, they join also to our enemies and fight against us. And so get them up out of the land.
The land, the land, the land, the land.
Now there arose a new king, a new Melech, a Molech over Egypt. Wayakam Melecha Chadash al Mitzrayim, Asher lo yada'a eta Yosef, who knew not Joseph. Asher lo yada'a eta Yosef. Wayomer, and he said, il amo, to his people, hine ama b'nei Yisrael rav, behold,
the people of the children of the sons of Israel are too many. Hine ama b'nei Yisrael rav, we atzuma mimenu, and too mighty for us, we atzuma mimenu. Come, hava, come. Let us make deal wisely with them. Hava nita hakma lau pena yirbe we haya kia tikareina milchama we nosafa gamohu Allah sonenu we nilchama banu we Allah min haaret. Come. Make us deal wisely. Let us deal wisely with them. Hava nita hakma lau, lest they multiply. Pena yirbeh, and it come to pass with haya, that when there befalleth us any war, with haya kia tikarei na milchama, they also join themselves to our enemies. With nosaf gamhu Allah sonenu, and fight against us. With milchama banu, and get them up out of the land. With Allah min haaret. Therefore, they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. And they built for Far'o, for the great house, Par'o, treasure cities, Pithom and Ramesses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. And they were grieved because of the Bnei Yisrael. They were grieved because of the sons of Yisrael. And the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, made the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael, to serve with rigor. And they made their lives bitter with hard bondage, in mortar and in brick and in all manner of service in the field, all their service wherein they made them serve with rigor. And the Molech of Mitzrayim and the king of Mitzrayim spake to the Hebrew midwives, of which the name of the one Shifra and the name of the other Puah. And he said, when y'all do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew woman and see upon the stools, if it a son, then ye, then y'all shall kill him. But if it a daughter, then shall she live. Then she shall live. And he said, Why yomer? Eta ha iva riota. And he said, when y'all do the office of the midwife. Vayomer bi yaled dekena eta ha iva riota. To the Hebrew woman, eta ha iva riot. Ua reiten ala ha ava naim. Ye y'all shall look upon the birth stool. U re'i ten alaha avanayim. Im bein hu, if it be a son. Im bein hu, if it be a son. Be a son. Wa ha miten oto, then ye and y'all shall kill him. Wa ha miten oto, then y'all shall kill him. But if it be a daughter, we'im batahi. But if it be a daughter, we'im batahia, kia. Wa chaya, then she shall live. Wa chaya. But the midwives feared, respected. But the midwives respected Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God. Wa tia reina hama yaldota eta ha Elohim, and did not as the Molech, as the king of Mitzrayim commanded them, but save the men children alive. Watireina Hama Yaldota Eta Hayelohim Willo Also Kaashara Dibera Elehenna Meleka Mitraim Wata Hayayena Eta Hayaladim. But the midwives feared Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity, Ha Elohim,
Ha Elohim, Ha Elohim, Ha Elohim, Ha Elohim, Ha Elohim, Ha Elohim, Ha Elohim.
They respected Ha Elohim. Wati reina hamayal dota eta Ha Elohim, and did not with law also as the king, the Molech of Mitzrayim. Kashara divera eleya henna meleka Mitzrayim. Commanded them, but save the men, the male children alive. Awata hayayena eta hayaladim. And hear, for the sheni aliyah. For this Shabbat, Shabbat Shemot, the sheni aliyah. Here, picking up the second book of Moshe. Second book of Moses, called Exodus, Exodus chapter 1, here at verse 18, for the Sheni Aliyah,
Aliyah, Aliyah, Aliyah, Aliyah,
for the second reading, the second up offering, here for this Shabbat, Shemot, Sabbath, the names. Wayikra Meleka Mitzrayim, Lama Yaldota, Waya Yomera Lahen, Ma Madu'a,
Madu'a, Madu'a, Madu'a,
Madu'a sihen hadavara hazeh wata hayayena eta hayaladim. And the Molech, the king of Egypt, the Molech Mitzrayim and the king of Egypt, called for the midwives and said to them, why have y'all done this thing, and have saved the men children alive? Vayikra Meleka Mitzrayim, and the king of Egypt called Lama Yaldot, for the midwives, Vayomer, and said Lahen to them, Madu'a, Madu'a, Madu'a siten hadavar hazeh, why have y'all done this thing? Madu'a siten hadavar hazeh, wata hayena eta hayaladim, and have saved the men, the male children,
alive.
And the midwives said to Paro, to Pharaoh, because the Hebrew woman, not as the Mitzrayim woman, the Egyptian woman, for they lively and are delivered ere the midwives come in to them. And the midwives said, Wa to mar na. Wa to mar na ha me yaldota. Illa Paro'o, and the midwife said to Paro'o, Kilo kana shim ha mitza riot ha ibriot ki chayota henna bit rema tavo elehen hama yaledeta wi ya ladu, because the Hebrew woman are not as the Mitzrayim woman, for they are lively, kia, chayota, heina, and are delivered ere before the midwives come to them. Therefore Elohim dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very mighty. And it came to pass, because the midwives feared Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, is the Hebrew Trinity, that he made them houses. And Paro and Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, every son that is born, ye y'all shall cast into the river, and every daughter, ye y'all shall save alive. Ava Paro Li Kol Amor Lemor, And Paro, the great house, charged all his people. Vaisava Paroa le kola amolemor. Saying, kola ha bain. Hai loda hayaora tashali kuhu wi kola habat te chayun. Every son that is born, y'all shall cast into the river,
the river, the river, the river, the river, the river, the river, the river, the river, the river.
Kola habain haya yilod haya ora tasha lihuhu. And every daughter y'all shall save alive. We call habat, huh? But we call habat. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, Second Book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, chapter 2, the preparation of a deliverer, an deliverer, the birth of Moshe, the birth of Musa, the birth of Moses. And there went a man of the house of Levi, of the house of Levi, and took to wife a daughter of Levi, of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son, a Ben. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could no longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein. And she laid in the flags by the river's brink. And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. And the daughter of Paro, the daughter of Pharaoh, the great house, came down to wash herself at the river. And her maidens walked along by the river's side. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him and said, this of the Hebrews, children. And she had compassion on him. Wa tifatach, wa tirehu eta hayeled. And she opened it and saw it, even the child. With hine na'ara, boke, and behold, a boy that wept. With hine na'ara, boke, and behold, a boy that wept, and she had compassion on him. And she said, this is one of the Hebrews' children. This is one of the Ha'ivrim, the Hebrew's children. Then said his sister to Paro, Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call to thee that I, a nurse of the Hebrew woman, that she may nurse the child, that she may nurse the child for thee, the I? Watomera, choto wa illa bata Paro. Then said his sister, Watomera Echoto, to Pharaoh's daughter, Illa Bata Paro, Hai lek. Shall I go? With Arati Alacha. Isha mea neketa mina ha'ivariota. Shall I go and call thee a nurse of the Hebrew woman? Where te nika lacha eta ha yaled? that she may nurse the child for thee, for the I. And Paro's daughter and Pharaoh's daughter said to her, ha, 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 ha. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go,
go, go, go.
Lechi,
lechi, lechi, lechi, lechi, lechi, lechi, lechi, lechi, lechi.
And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, lechi, go. And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Paro, Pharaoh's daughter, said to her, take this child away and nurse it for me, nurse it for I, and I will give thy wages. And the woman took the child and nursed it. Watomer laha. Bata paro, and Pharaoh's daughter said to her, wa tomer laha bata paro, hey alikia etta hayeleda hazeh, take this child away, with hey nikehuli, and nurse it for me, wa ani etena etta se karek, and I will give thee I thy wages. And the woman took the child and nursed it. Wa tikacha ha isha ha yeleda wa ta nikehu, and nursed it and nursed him. And the child grew, and she brought him to Paro's daughter, to Pharaoh's daughter, the daughter of Paro, Pharaoh, the great house. And he became her son. And she called his name Moses. And she said, because I drew him out of the water,
water, water, water, water, water, water, water, water, water, water,
Wayayikdala hayeled, and the child grew. Wayikdala hayeled, and the child became big. Wayayikdala hayeled, wata biehuale, wata paro, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter. Wata yehu alevata paro, wayehi alaha levain, and he became her son, and he became her son. Wayehi alaha levain, watikrashmo Moshe, and she called his name Moshe. Watikrashmo Moshe, and she called his name Moshe. Watomerki mina hamayima mishia tihu. Because I drew him out of the water. Watomer, and she said, ki min hamayim me shitihu, because I drew him out of the water.
And here in the season, reason for the season here, we have the Melkam Ledet, Ethiopian Orthodox, the celebration of the birth of Yeshua this time, the season, January 7th. From our studies, it has more to do with the visit of the Magi, but still is celebrated as the birth of Yeshua. And here in the season, we have the birth of another deliverer. Very interesting. We have Moshe, that faithful servant in all of his house right here. In this Torah reading and feeding, going to pick up more on the first day service, Sunday service, come at the top of the hour. But right here,
Baruch.
So interesting here in the season, Hebraically, Judaically, this Torah reading and feeding will come up right around this time. And here, and this time, Melkam Ledet, beautifully good, happy birth. We have the birth celebrated of Yeshua, Jesus Christos, according to the Oriental churches, like the Ethiopian Orthodox, the Egyptian Coptic, the Armenian, there's the Syrian, and there is the Indian churches, yes. Yes, right here for more.
when Eden's coming down, we'll throw them underground.
Was Moses a type of Moshiach, a type of Christ in the narrative right here? Interesting, his birth, you know, here at the 13th sabbatical study. And Moses didn't get that power, you know, to stand up and fight. And the next Aliyah coming up, the third Aliyah for the Sunday service, first day service. Once again, join I-9, please join I-9, Rastafari Israelites, Rastafari Ground Nation, join I-9 for the fulfillment here on the first day, coming forward, forward, forward. But it's interesting, we have Melkam, Lidet, what's often referred to as Ethiopian Christ birth or Christmas, Ethiopian Christ birth from the ancient, you know, early church. But what we find around the same date, what was observed was the visit of the Magim or the Magi, the visit of the Magi, which wasn't in the so-called manger or with the shepherds as we see in a lot of the pictures, so forth and so on. But what we find to be interesting, ancient Hebraic, Judaically, this time, this season, Moses, the whole Moses connection. But here, Moses, and get that power to get up and stand up, that will power. In the third Aliyah, you know, and they say no good deed goes unpunished. But here, Zebulun dub system right here, one of the outro tunes as we prepare for the first day service. Those who can join I and I, those who can hear the replay, yes, I. In Yahweh, truth and life. Here, go down motion.
People go.
firstborn dead. Let my people go. Let my people go. Let my people go. Let my people go. No more shall they in bondage toil. Let them come out with Egypt's spoil. The Lord told Moses what to do to lead the Hebrew children through. Oh, come along, Moses, you're not yet lost. Stretch out your rod and come across. It is well to dry the water side. If God command it is divine. Let my people go. Let my people go. Let my people go. Let my people go. Go down, Moses, go down, way down in Egypt's land. Tell old Pharaoh to let my people go. When they reach the other shore, they sing a song to end the war. Pharaoh said he'd gonna trust, but Pharaoh and his host were out. Jordan shall stand up like a wall. The walls of Jericho shall fall. Your foes shall not before you stand, and you'll possess fair Canaan's land. Let my people go. Let my people go. Let my people go. Let my people go.
Yes, on the themes here, a lot of content packed in here. Even the firstborn themes, the birth of Moshe, here in the season for this reading, 13th sabbatical study, the commemoration of the birth of the Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus Christos. So here on the theme of Messiah.
You know, there's a story about when...
Shine, Paul Moshe Levy right here.
You know, there's a story about... When Pharaoh heard that there was going to be a redeemer for the Israelites, he asked the one of the guys to come and draw. And he said, I want to see what the redeemer is going to look like. And so everybody that came in and drew a picture, he had them killed. And then finally, after like five guys getting killed, the fifth guy's like, listen, you know, I see the same thing these guys see. He says, no, this picture that you're drawing, this person looks disgusting. Looks ugly, looks dark. This can't be this great redeemer that you're talking about. But it was. The point is, Moses had to work on himself. Moses had the ability to be an animal. You know, the what do you say? The nadir of moral depravity. He had that ability to go to the lowest part that a human being can go to, because he also had the ability to go to the highest part. So a lot of people don't get that. A lot of people think being good is just like an automatic thing. Yeah, I'm a great person, so either you're great or you're not. No. A bad person can actually be a tzaddik. He just has to work on himself.
Is that part of the 40 years? The 40 years in the Median land with his father-in-law, happened to be a priest right there, was Moshe working on himself. Stay tuned for the fourth Aliyah coming forward.
Psalm 24.
Psalm 24 for the first day right here.
Psalm 24.
Yeah.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah, 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 Selah.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inflasia.
The whole place is due for
help. Yes, yes, Baruch Hashem. Here, here, first day service. Shabbat Tov, Melkam Ehud, and Melkam Ledet coming forward right now. Shalom.